Hello, welcome to Spiritually Fed. My name is Bree Marshall. I am a wife, mother, a runner, baker, and I am so glad you are here with me today. Here, I love to share my personal life and spiritual experiences to connect and relate with you. I am hoping that you find spiritual moments and love. Let's share our experiences together. Hello, how are we doing? I'm so excited to get on here today and talk with all of you. I really wanted to get on and just do a little get to know me / gratitude. Since it is Thanksgiving this week, I hope you guys are so excited. I know this year has been interesting for us all, but Thanksgiving is such a great holiday. I love it so much. I just love the idea of thinking about all of my blessings, and one of them is you guys. I am so grateful that you show up here with me each week, and I wanted to let you know, one of the things that you will get to know me about is I do have my website page and my podcast page, but I do not have a Facebook page or an Instagram or any social media. I don't prefer to have those. I didn't really use them when I had them, and it's been about a few years since I've had them now. So I don't plan on getting them back, but I just want you guys to know that if you are wanting to follow me on my podcast so you guys won't miss an episode. Follow me through iTunes or through Podcast Bean. But yeah, and make sure that you guys please leave me a review or a rating. I would love it. I love that you guys are listening. I can see it and it makes me so happy. My husband was showing me last night and he's like, look, I really hope that you can get some more too, because this is amazing. And I was like, I know. I really hope so too, because it's really a joy of mine. But I wanted to talk about me a little bit and about why I am doing this, speaking with you guys. Like I've said, you guys know through the intro and from me mentioning it, Spiritually Fed blog is my domain, but I love Spiritually Fed, the name, because I was trying in the beginning to do a spirituality blog and a food blog, but then I was like, I make so much different types of food, I cannot keep up. I would rather write every day and then share my experiences with you guys than that with the food, because then I would be way overwhelmed. And I like how condensed I've made it now, but I'll just start from where I am. Or from the beginning. My name is Bree and I love that you're here. And my husband's name is Dominic, and I get to stay at home with my awesome 6-year-old Ronan. He's my boy. And my girl, her name is Ryan, and she actually will be 3 next week. It's insane. And we live in Utah, and we love Utah. But I do have an announcement about that, but it will come later on. But I have many passions. I'm just a very passionate going person, and I love baking. That's why I wanted to do Spiritually Fed, but I condensed it, but I prefer it this way. But I love baking. I love cookies. I love cinnamon rolls. I love cake. I love it all. Who doesn't? And I have a degree in communications, and I never thought that writing would be a hobby of mine. I remember when I was in school and I was like, I think I want to do communications because I want to be a reporter, or I want to be on the news, or I really want to be in HR or go into acting. And then none of that made sense to me. And then I got pregnant with my son. And once I was staying at home and I started writing as a hobby, I was like, oh my gosh, it clicked. Everything. That's why I needed it. But, you know, so I have mentioned before, I need to go back and re-listen to it. But the reason why I started this, my husband and I were just talking about what are some of my passions and why I want to write down my experiences. And he just was amazing. He just was like, can you just start writing? Just start writing everything about your day or your experiences, your feelings, whatever. And then relate it to how you're growing closer to your Heavenly Father. My husband was such an advocate for this, and he really helped me get things going, and I'm so grateful for him. But when he mentioned that to me, it was like a light bulb. Like, that's what I want to be doing. I want to be sharing my spiritual experiences with you guys and just getting it all out there. We're not all perfect, but we're all trying, and I believe that. And I am also a member of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. So I like to share with you guys my growth and my testimony. And so when I'm trying to follow Jesus Christ's teachings, I really feel like I am becoming a better me. And I make mistakes all day, every day, people. But that's why I want to connect and relate with you, because we're all making mistakes, but we can work together on it. We can share experiences, collaborate off of each other, and feel the spirit around one another. So yeah, that is a little bit about me. And I'm just so, so grateful that I get to share this. And now I'm going to go ahead and share. I don't know. I'm going to link it in my show notes. I don't know if you guys got to watch the recent message from Russell M. Nelson, the prophet of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. He shared it on YouTube a few days ago, and he talked a lot about gratitude, and it was so fitting for this coming week with Thanksgiving. But he was also talking about seeing the good in a difficult time, especially with what's going on in the pandemic right now. And when we are recognizing our blessings and finding joy in sorrow, it's not always easy, but trying to find a little bit of joy, we will see those blessings and we'll feel grateful. And most people have social media, or at least I think they do. He encouraged everybody to share something on social media of what they're grateful for. And because I don't have social media, I went right to my computer and I typed it into a document of 31 things that I'm grateful for. I am 31 years old, and I thought it would be fitting to write one thing for each year. I don't know why I came up with that number, but I want you guys to try it. I had way more than 31, but when I was trying to think of each one that was like super important to me, it took a little bit longer for me to write down. And I wanted to like think about why they are a part of my gratitude list. So we're going to go ahead and get started. And I want you just try it. It's amazing. It makes you feel good and you see the joy. And I'm so grateful for our prophet making this and giving us this encouragement to do it. So number one is my heart. Sounds cheesy, but stay with me. Oh, and one other thing. These are not in order of what I'm the most grateful for based off of 1 to 31. They're all scattered based off of what I was thinking about. So number one is my heart. It keeps me loving, and it keeps me thinking of others, having compassion or understanding. Number two, my Heavenly Father. He has always comforted me in a prayer. Three, Jesus Christ. I love his example and friendship. Number four, the Holy Ghost. I have loved my relationship with the Holy Ghost. I feel like I'm growing and becoming better when it's comforting me. Number five, Dominic Ray Marshall. I get to be married to my best friend, people. Whoop, whoop. I can hug and kiss him anytime I want. That's right, baby. Number 6, my son Ronan. He is a light and joyful being, and I want to be a great mom to him. Number 7, Ryan, my daughter that is always willing to share love. I really want to be a great mom to her too. Number 8, my body. I am grateful for how much my body has taken care of me. I have really good health, and I am so grateful for that. Number 9, the moon. You're going to learn a little bit about me here. I have this special connection with the moon. It is like my buddy on the other side. When we lived in Alaska for a little bit and we were in there in the dead of winter, I could not see the moon. And I grew up getting to see the moon every night in Utah. Other than when it snows really hard, I can still see the moon, or if it's foggy or something. But when we got back down to the lower 48 and I was able to see the moon that first night that we got back home, I was crying because I was so happy. The moon just completes me. I love the sun, but the moon, something about the moon, it strengthens me. Number 10, my teeth. I like my smile and I'm grateful for that. Number 11, my writing. My eyes and heart have opened up so much to the way the Spirit connects with me, and I love to share it with my writing. Number 12, chocolate. I mean, come on. Heavenly Father really knew what he was doing when he gave us the cocoa bean. Number 13, holidays. It is such a great festivity to celebrate life, family, friends, food, activities, etc. Number 14, service. I am very grateful for service because when we are giving to others, we're not only helping them, it helps us as well. And so I'm so grateful for those times where I am getting like a boost in my thoughts and my emotions, everything. Number 15, a living prophet, Russell M. Nelson, and all the other prophets. I can't express enough how grateful I am to be guided by Heavenly Father through a modern day prophet to give us direction and hope. I mean, guys, how cool is that? We're being guided by Heavenly Father through one of his prophets. Number 16, temples. We have the opportunity to be closer to the Lord in one of his earthly homes. Number 17, friends and family. Like I said in the beginning, these are not exactly in order, but friends and family are really high on the list. It's awesome that we can connect with people in our earthly experiences. And we get to connect with so many different people and all through our lifetime. And they can become not only our family, but our friends can be a part of our family. Number 18, cars. I like that I don't have to walk to get everywhere I need or want. Isn't that amazing? I can just get in my car and drive. That's awesome. Number 19, when I don't feel like driving, I can fly a plane. I mean, I'm not a kitty deer. Like, I am, if it's farther than like 6 hours, I'm like, we need to get a plane for that. Number 20 is vacations. It's a great way to create memories and remember what is important. At least that's what a vacation is for me. 21, books. I love learning new ideas and ways to open my brain. I would say I like to read them, but I'm going to be honest, I like to listen to them. It's just so much easier. Number 22, the internet. I mean, right? It brings so much good. We can look up anything on the web and find something that can be useful to us. Number 23, phones. I can call or text someone I love or anyone, really, just to see how they are doing. I don't have to send them a letter. I can just text them. Isn't that great? Number 24, a washer and dryer. I'm not even kidding. I think I say this every night in my prayer, how I'm grateful to have a washer and dryer. I do at least a load or two a day. I probably shouldn't have admitted that, but it's true. I can't imagine going outside to have cleaned my laundry back in the day or whatever. I'm so grateful. I mean, can I get an amen? Washer and dryer was genius. Number 25, I have a home with a bed and a heater and all my necessities, and I'm able to relax in them and feel welcome. Number 26, water. I have fresh drinking water and fresh clean water that I can clean with. Sorry, Ronan just walked in here and he wanted to say hello. Can you get out, buddy? Okay, we have water available to us anytime. That is such a huge blessing. Number 27, laughing. I try and smile and laugh at least a few times a day. It is such a huge boost. Number 28, eyes to see. I am so grateful that I can see. My grandmother, she went most of her life, I believe, without her vision. And after seeing someone not have sight for that long, I feel so blessed that I can see the world. I can see people. I can see someone smiling. I can see food. And I can see my shower. I can see an oven. I can see a bathroom. I can see when the road outside when my kids are playing. It so much more. It's amazing. Number 29, my feet. I am so grateful for my feet. I have been a runner for almost my whole life. I mean, it feels like my whole life, but my parents have put us in races since we were kids, and I have run like so many miles. I run at least 5 or 6 days a week, about 3 or 4 miles. And before I had children, I ran half a marathon every week. And I loved it. It was a very big adrenaline high for me. And I ran a few marathons. I think actually just two. But because I ran a half marathon every week, I thought, well, that's fine. So, but I just love to run. And I love that my feet keeps me running. I have actually very cold feet. So I think I need to run to warm up just a little bit. And number 30, potatoes. Yes, I said potatoes. Literally the best versatile food in the world. I don't need to say anymore. I'm just going to leave it at that. Number 31, moments. I am so grateful for the moments in my life that I've experienced joy and pain. And they have both built me up to be a better version of me. And I'm still trying to learn from these moments. Guys, it was amazing being here with you today. And I'm so grateful that I can share these with you. Please share them with me. Even if it's just one, or reply about any of them, like the potatoes or the chocolate. You know, we love food. But I'm just so grateful that you're here. And I hope you have a wonderful Thanksgiving. Bye, guys. Thank you so much for being here today. I'm so glad that you were able to tune in. If you are wanting more content, please check out my website, spirituallyfedblog.com. Make sure you subscribe so you never miss an episode and you're able to get my emails. I hope we can connect and become friends. Much love, Bree.